Blog Talk Radio.
It's for the books, right? Pennsylvania. It's the Sports Show. And now, turn up the volume and get on your feet. And who welcome in the undefeated, undisputed champion of Sports Talk Radio, J.B.C.
Look at that. Look at that. Look at that. We're finally making a return. You guys seem to
think
for 1 week.
Long hiatus.
Are we going to be back for 1 week?
As a matter of fact, have we missed every Eagles week?
It's only been 4 weeks.
I feel like we've missed every week.
You're acting like the season's been going for 2 weeks.
We haven't even gotten your predictions on record. However, we did. Luckily, we went through
the whole year. And I know, 8-8. That's the best start losing Steeler.
You know, while you grab Grandy here, I'm gonna go get the sheet that you predicted and see how you're making out so far.
I see that I predicted the 8-8. I don't know. I wanted to get to 8 losses. So I must have been.
Well, I'm gonna see. I'm gonna see here.
Hello, Essie is up. How? What is up?
Jamie.
Yes.
Hello. Hi, good morning. Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine.
Now, first of all, good morning and welcome back. Secondly, you caught me at a good time. I'm on my way to an event, but I have a couple minutes here. I'm glad you got me in early. Thank you. Yankees, 0-2 against Cleveland. Are they going to get swept out in a 5-game series, right?
I don't know. That's a crazy game, man. It's like a crazy game. Up 8-3 and then you lose a lead like that. That's really tough to watch. But I hope they get one. I really do, because they've had such a great season and are so ahead of schedule with what they're doing. I think they should win a game. And I think maybe if they get it to... I think they could get it to 2-2, because you saw before they lost the lead last night how much of a good team they could be when they're clicking on all cylinders.
Well, who pitched for them last night? Was it the big guy, Sabathia, right?
Yeah, CeCe pitched for them last night.
All right, so if they're leading 8-3, who gave up the lead? Chapman?
No, it was a bunch of people where they kind of burned through the bullpen, but they eventually gave up the lead, and then Chapman came in and pitched a couple innings, but they eventually lost.
I actually would like to see the Yankees beat Cleveland. That's what I think.
I would. I'm definitely rooting for them, and I don't want Cleveland back in there, but it's definitely going to be an uphill climb now, that's for sure.
Yeah, remember last year the World Series with the Cubbies? Cubbies are down 3-1 or 3-3, and they came back and won it. The 7-game series they won, so you know anything could happen. You know anything could happen. How about the Cubbies? Cubbies beat Washington, right?
Yeah, the Cubbies are up 1-0 again, and maybe can beat the Nats, and maybe the Nats have a rally in them. We'll just have to wait and find out. But some good
you know,
baseball.
That's a 5-game series as well, right? Five-game series, right?
They're all 5-game series right now.
Right, so they go to the championship round, right? So they go to the league championship, right?
Yeah, until they go to the next round, then we go to 7 games.
Can you believe it? They're talking about Embiid and this. Who's the new kid, the guard they just drafted? Help me out.
Fault.
Yeah, they're talking about him like it's the middle of the basketball season, and the kid had a bad preseason, one preseason game already. excited and ready to throw him in the towel.
I know.
It's ridiculous.
I know it's ridiculous, but the truth is, I didn't notice people been waiting a long time for the 4 years for this season to be to come, so they don't want any hitches in it. Don't do that. No hitches.
You probably have other people on the line, so I'm going to let you go, okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right, buddy. Take care.
21-11.
Yeah, all right.
Hey,
Jamie,
it's John. How you doing today?
Yeah, all right, John. What's up?
So, do you have a prediction for the Eagles game tomorrow? How do you think it's going to play out?
Well, I think this is a team that, as you know, can easily beat us and easily just kind of carve us up. I think it's been that way for this is the third game in a row, which I think we could give we not look good and lose. But I think this is maybe the toughest game to predict if. So far the entire year, because you know that the Cardinals aren't good and they got two bad wins against two of the worst teams in the league. But the truth is, you really don't know how good your team is and if they could be a playoff team or not. And if they lose tomorrow, a lot of people are going to have to take stock and say, geez, they might not be as good as we thought.
Yeah, it's hard to say. Like, you never know with this Eagles team. I'm always scared of the Cardinals, like, going back to, like, 2008, 2009. I always feel like Larry Fitzgerald just burned
them. They always seem to beat us. We haven't beat them since then. Yeah, it's been a long way since we beat them.
Yeah, and since you seem to have the pulse on Philadelphia sports, a couple pulse questions here for you. Give me one guy from each of the four teams whose jersey you would buy right now. Who would you invest your hard-earned money in to buy a jersey?
Well, I don't know. I think that's pretty easy. I think, probably a Simmons jersey. Yeah, I think that's actually pretty easy. You could get a Hoskins jersey, a Wentz jersey,
and then one
of the hockey jerseys.
Yeah, maybe like a Ghost of Spare or somebody like that. All right, another false question. Next Philadelphia team to win a championship.
I think that's a question that can't be answered right now. I know you like this type of question, but I really don't know. So I think it can't be answered.
Give me a guess or something. Cheat on this one.
I think ask me in another 6 months, and then maybe I can give you a more answer after all the seasons are over. But I don't think I can answer that right now about championship.
Help me out here.
Basketball, but. I guess the basketball.
That's what I was thinking, too.
The basketball.
I think they're still a couple years away, but I was thinking that's probably our best bet.
Maybe. But that's always such a tough question.
Yeah. And what's your prediction? Last question. How many wins do you think the Sixers are going to get this year?
I think I don't know. I don't think they're going to be topping out at more than 44 wins. I think that's the absolute thing. I think
Do you think they
take
into the playoffs with the Eastern Conference being so weak?
I don't know, because it's tough. I really don't know how weak the conference is until we start playing there. So we do have to wait to find out, because the conference might not be as weak as we think. Thank you.
All right, take care.
First quarter poll here.
Yeah.
Me and Mom are undefeated, 4-0. We're each to the top. And then all of you boys have one loss. You got the Giants game wrong. Tommy got the Giants game wrong.
I can't believe it.
We're running low on batteries. Jack got the Chargers game wrong, and Ryan got the Chiefs game wrong. All right.
It's all different games.
45-41 on the air right now. If you
get the
record. 45-41's on the air. Last four digits of your phone.
45-41.
Jamie, what's up, buddy? It's Heron.
Heron. You got to know Heron's number. Okay. What's up?
Yeah, man. Come on. You got to know who's calling now, right?
it's sort of a disgrace that he does not recognize your number with the amount of
I've known him for how many years? We don't have to know numbers anymore, right? That's the problem with these
I guess not.
Right?
But still.
It's a bad thing.
Hey,
where you been, man? You guys been busy or what?
I don't know. I like being off, but we're back now, at least for this week, and then we'll evaluate again.
Okay. All right, so I got a couple things here. I'm sure everyone was talking about Penn State, Saquon Barkley's. I don't know. Everyone's talking about he might be the best I've ever seen. Maybe I'm exaggerating. But my question, though, is Joe Moorhead. How much of this offense is Penn State, and how much is Joe Moorhead? And second question, what's going to happen when he leaves probably after this year?
Well, I think he is definitely going to leave after this year, Joe Moorhead. I don't see any conceivable way that he stays beyond this year. But I don't know. In a certain way, I feel like his schemes are sometimes a little simple, and maybe they could go on without him, and he doesn't try to do too much, and he'll go back to, it's kind of, not that much going on, but I'm definitely worried about that because I don't think he's going to be here next year.
Yeah, I don't either. And I feel like so much of their success last year and this year has been because of what he's done. Because everywhere he's gone, he's done the same thing with every offense all the way back to, his first years in coaching. I was reading that. And now I'm like, because they came out of the blue. That came out of nowhere last year, that offense and that success.
No one expected them to go on the run that they went on last year at all. So
right. And the points they put up and all that, and I'm like,
he definitely does have a formula of deep shots and, grinding it out with the run. So I think it's definitely a formula that he likes to use.
Yeah, it reminds me of like when Urban Meyer years ago came up, they used that spread and that his buddy Dan Mullen, nobody knew what to do about it. Like, it seemed like every play somebody was open and every play, like, there were wide open holes. And so I just feel like eventually either people will figure out his offense or he'll move on and not to Penn State.
I think he's definitely
going to
move on. Because he's been a head coach before, you know that. He left Fordham to become the offensive coordinator here, so it's not like he doesn't know what it is to be a coach.
Exactly. All right. The second question, I saw your dad threw up in the thing or sign it, so you got to talk about that. The thing I was shocked at is I thought Hopkins was pretty high ranked. I thought they were six, but maybe I'm mistaken, but How do they beat Hopkins? They go 4-0 and they're still not ranked. They're like, oh, Ursinus is getting attention.
Are they still not ranked? I thought they were ranked. Ursinus is not ranked. What are they, like number 27 or something? Number 28.
I saw headlines that they're getting attention. That's crazy.
They're coming from the depths of nowhere, so they got a long way to go up.
Yeah. What was Hopkins? I have to look at what Hopkins was last week.
Yeah, was their rank when they beat him last week? Were they a top 10 team?
Yeah, Hopkins?
Yeah.
I thought they were. I thought they were like six.
Eight. Says eight.
Yeah, so you beat it.
He
4-0,
said
you
six.
Beat it. Yeah,
but he didn't
know. Around
well, that's the I say you need to just keep going, and then you'll get right, and then it could be a party.
I guess. You know what that tells me, though? It tells me D3 is fixed. We all know it's fixed.
Yeah. Well, D3 is as low as you can go. So some shady things might be happening in there.
Yeah. D3 is just glorified high school anyway, so whatever. I don't care.
Yeah, so But they're good games. They're competitive, though. Competitive high school.
Oh, that's right.
Those boys don't look like D3 players.
You seen them? They're amazing. I know. It's unbelievable. It's unreal what they do. You look at the size of these guys. I think Rags was a lineman when we were there. He was like, I don't know, 170. Now these guys are all 260 to 330 across the board. I don't understand.
Yeah.
We will get destroyed.
The wait time, guys. Thank you for making your return on the return. Thank you very much.
All right, so listen, last question. I'll take it offline, but if you were at the Hall of Fame speech a couple of weeks ago from your dad, I'd like to hear about it firsthand. I'll see you later, buddy.
Well, yes. He wants me to react to a speech, and I think he should react first to your own speech.
I just finished talking, actually. I just walked over from the auditorium to hear.
Yeah, he's just done it. It's a two-week-long speech. But he did manage to get to something, but some of it was a little too pointless. I feel like in a speech like that, everything that got to go to a larger picture, and I don't know if it happened there 2 weeks ago, but eventually it did. But, you know, he's got to get about 15 things about himself and then one thing about everybody else that had about, yeah, so that's just how he is. But thankfully,
that's
he will not be making any more speeches anytime soon, I don't think.
Awesome. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye. Well, good talking to you, buddy. Keep it
up.
All right. I'll see you later. Have a good one.
Yeah.
All right. Johnny Paul's on the air.
He's on there. What's up?
Well, first off, belated congrats to Jimmy C there for the Hall of Fame induction, man.
Yes.
Can you, do you think I get inducted into a Hall of Fame one day? Any Hall of Fames you think I get into?
Well, I don't know what kind of Hall of Fame it will be. Hall of Fame of people that speak nonsense, that's going to be a lot of people in there, but maybe you get sneaky.
Yeah, I'm a strong contender on that one. I've had a great career.
Great career of nonsense. I agree.
Yes. All right, so first off, we got to talk Birds. Big win on the road last week. Now they come home, and why do I feel like all these games are like, you know, I mean, not mathematically, but in a way, this is like another must win for them. It's like you have a game this week, then you got to go a short week to Carolina, and it's like this is another game on their schedule that they have to win, right?
Yeah, I think they have to keep winning because you don't know what. I feel like they could crater any time, starting with the Carolina game, starting with this game. So I think you just have to keep winning and prove to people that you're for real.
Yeah. This game makes me a little nervous. I feel like Larry Fitz, regardless of how old he is or where he's at in his career, always seems to have a big game against the Eagles. Weather looks maybe a little shaky, so maybe I don't know if that's going to play a factor or not. But I don't know. I just hope they don't abandon the running game again this week. You're playing a better run defense, and that doesn't mean you have
to
throw the ball.
They're playing
times.
A better run defense, and they got no backs. So that doesn't seem to be a good formula. They got no backs, and the run defense is good.
Well, I guess at least you hope LeGarrette Blount can have a big game every week, which doesn't seem likely.
Yeah, we got not likely at all, but maybe he could give you something. If they stick with them.
Yeah, I'm predicting a win tomorrow. I think the game is going to be close. I think it's going to be suspenseful. I don't see a blowout or anything like that.
You don't see a convincing win. I don't think any of these wins they're going to get on the whole schedule are ever going to be blowouts. I don't see one blowout that they might have the whole season. They might win, 10 games, but I don't think they're ever going to blow anybody out. I just don't think they're that type of team at all.
Yeah, this is true. You seen any Sixers preseason action so far? You watch any of it?
Yes, I saw some action. And first off, I'm just glad that they're shooting in the preseason, and we're only doing 5 preseason games instead of 8. But it's good to see. We like JJ knocking down shots. We got things going on, but it's coming fast, and it's going to be fun.
Yeah, I didn't love what I saw out of Fultz, but I'm going to just chalk that up to him being nervous in his first preseason game and him being 19 and all that. I don't know. He didn't look too great on defense. Maybe he figured he's the preseason, so he didn't want to try that hard. I don't know.
Yeah, that's what he got hoped for, but definitely not a defensive start so far.
No. But it looks like Embiid's going to start the season. I said he's all cleared and ready to go.
I know. We got the clearance for 5-on-5 action.
Yeah, boy.
And we're looking to be on track.
Should be exciting. I'm hoping they can get at least 50 games out of him. That would be amazing. They'd be so fun to watch all year.
I think that would be good. I think that would certainly portend very well for the season.
Yeah, no, I agree. All right, one last point, sir. Penn State, you like the cover today? I don't know what the line is, but you like a big one today?
That's going to be a big line. And, again, they've had a couple kind of blasts in the room, so I don't know. This might be a game that they got a big stretch coming up. So I just hope they don't take their foot off the gas and get in trouble today.
We shall see. All right, man. You enjoy the birds tomorrow, all right?
Yeah, keep campaigning for the whole nonsense. See if you can get on the next list.
There's an underground movement starting. It's really building momentum.
Keep it going. Keep it gaining momentum, okay?
All right,
man. Talk to you.
Who do we have left to go?
So listen, Old Miss is changed. They changed their mascot from a bear to a land shark because since 2008, the players, when they do something good on the field, any sport, they put their hand up to their head in the form of like a shark, and then the whole school's gone nuts with it, even though they're known as the Rebels.
Yeah.
Right? The Ole Miss Rebels. But their mascot's going to be a land shark, and they're going to unveil them in 2018. But right now, effective immediately, the bear is fired. So now
they got no mascot for the rest of the season.
No mascot. But they're going to just embrace this stupid land shark. I love one guy comes up, like puts the hand to his head, and then they just literally adopt.
But they're still going to be called the Rebels. They're not going to be called
the
land sharks.
No, they're not called the land sharks. No. Uncle Chris is on the air.
All right. He's the last guy. I'm glad that we're doing these calls. Too many calls. What's up?
Now there's too many calls? I sat on hold for 22 minutes, and now there's too many calls?
I never campaign for calls. It's other people who want calls more than I want calls.
So speaking of calls, let's address caller two ago. I believe his name was Heron. All right, you can talk your D3 or sinus crap all you want. Go check F&M's record, okay? There's a reason why our sinus isn't ranked. They're not even the best team in the Centennial Conference, okay? And we're talking about the Centennial Conference.
Yes.
All right, it's egghead football.
One single conference in D3 that they're not at top of, I know.
Right. Like, they don't even have that. They're not even in first place by themselves, so knock it off. All right, pipe down there, Heron.
Yes.
Your elaboration of your father's Hall of Fame speech was fantastic. Great job.
Well, I just want to know if you agree. I know I did some elaboration, but you were there. So
it was good. I said, great job. I said, you did well. You put it spot on. I have to get that video off my phone because it's taking up too much memory because it's 36 minutes long.
No, it's like 25 minutes, so you better get rid of it because you have no use for it.
I know. I got to delete that. I need the space back. Two NFL points unrelated to the Eagles. I mean, is it not enjoyable watching the Patriots suck? They almost lost that game the other day if the kicker could freaking kick. Did he get fired yet?
It's not enjoyable because they're supposed to be dominant, and I like them when they're dominant. But they're definitely not dominant this year, I'll tell you what.
It's fun watching them suck. Did that kicker get fired yet?
Nick Folk, I don't know if they cut him or not. I haven't seen anything that they cut him. They might have. It's tough to get kicked off this scrappy, but they might have to because it cost them a game against the Pats that they should have won in a lot of respects.
Absolutely. He needs to be cut, dude. Cut. Cut him.
I think they must have cut him.
And then how about your boy Sean McDermott? You watching him? I mean, that's kind of fun.
I know.
He's putting together quite a season with a bunch of scrubs.
I hope he can beat the Bengals, because the Bengals aren't that good. But if they can beat them, I think they could be really taken seriously. So I hope they get it.
Right. Like, let's just keep racking up some wins. It's fun.
You have the lead in the division right now. Well, just keep racking them up. I know you're going to have to lose to the Pats probably twice, so you got to keep racking up wins against their team.
I know. You got to see. That's exactly what you have to do. I am nervous about our game. Hopefully they because we haven't beat anybody either. So it's like,
no,
you know, maybe
no.
We're not that good.
Yeah,
so
and we should be. I don't think we're that good. I think they could possibly be 1-2. Or 0-3, because they have not had a one single convincing win yet. And I don't think tomorrow is going to be any different.
So, I agree. I am nervous. So, we'll see how it plays out.
McManus is picking the Cardinals to beat us.
That's not any...
Matt's partner.
No, that's Mosher. I'm getting mixed up. Well, he used to be. That's not any shots. The Cardinals are good, and
no,
I
bet there's people think... I bet you everyone's split. I bet you it's split down the middle on who's picking who in the national scene.
I bet it is. We're favored by 7. I think that's entirely too much. I don't know what we've done to be favored by a 7 for the Cardinals. I really don't.
All right, my last topic that I'll leave on, unsports related. Don't you think your father should do one more yard hunt? We got to go out one more time, right?
Yeah. I think we do. He had his time off last year, you know.
And that was soft. We let the neighborhood down. I think we need to come back one more time and say.
He let everybody down. He let the kids down. He shouldn't be in the business of that at all, letting kids down.
So let's do it. One more time. One more time, right? We could do this.
All right. I think, it's not hard. It only takes a couple days.
That's it, a couple days.
Couple days.
We're still fine. It's not too late yet.
Yeah, it's not too late at all. You can start thinking of stuff now and be completely ready if you want to do it.
I agree. You tell them. Tell them we're doing it. Tell them we are saving Halloween.
All right. We got to save it for everybody that is such a fan. Thank you. We're finally finished with
football. All right, brother. I'll talk to you.
All right.
Not a lot.
What?
A lot of calls?
Yeah, that's good.
We got a new one.
Nah.
He loves
play calls,
boy. Cousin
Carl. Yeah, it has to be very quick where he can go.
I know you saved the last 5 minutes of the show for me, Jamie. I appreciate it.
I know. That seems to be becoming your territory.
Well, I was waiting to see if you talked about the show, the most important sporting event thus far the weekend, in a weekend filled with baseball playoffs and college football and Sixers preseason. But did you talk about the most important event thus far or not yet? Did your dad let you watch the U.S. men's team last night destroy Panama?
Oh, no, he wasn't in on that, but you know, that is important because this is big, big qualifying, big important.
It was a big match, and they couldn't have come up any more huge. I don't know if you watched any of the highlights, but I think we're witnessing
the
greatest.
No, I did see that they come up.
The greatest men's player ever born in the U.S. Christian Pulisic came out huge. He had a goal and an assist. Josie out the door looked great. They probably should have won 6-0, but it was an impressive performance. That kid is talented.
Yes. They got a lot of talent on that team. They gotta put it together, but it's there.
All right, switching gears here. For the 76ers, what did you see last night? What did you like and dislike?
Well, I saw that they were able to sort of keep it close with some rag bunch of ourselves, which I was happy about. But I don't think you could take almost anything away from preseason. I really don't, in any sport.
especially
basketball. I'll tell you, Okafor looks good. I mean, he looks like he's in pretty good shape.
I know everyone's on the Okafor train this preseason. It's been fun.
I could barely recognize him.
Yes. Unrecognizable guy.
It's fine.
Jamie, do you think the... It's Carter. Do you think the Eagles are going to win tomorrow?
I think it's going to be such a tough game, and they could easily lose out. I really do. But I think it's going to be close. I think every game that they play for the rest of the year is going to be a close thing. So we're just going to have to hope that they can pull it up. I really don't have much confidence at all because
okay.
I really don't know if there are any.
How many touchdowns do you think Wentz is going to have?
I hope he has lots of touchdowns and really carves that defense up. But I really don't know. I really don't.
Okay.
Thanks. Yeah. All right. Everybody, and
all right,
we're finally done. And,
all right, Jamie.
We
have a good week.
All right. Yeah. Yeah, give it. Hopefully, we can take many more weeks off. And we'll see you in about another 4 weeks. That's what I'm hoping for.